The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On November 24, 2020, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO WHO, and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, conducted a webinar called Strategic Dialogue with Women Leaders in Digital Transformation of the Health Sector. The webinar had the participation of 12 women with extensive experience in digital transformation in health. One of these women was Christina Pombo, an advisor on the Social Protection and Health Division of the IDB, who talked about digital transformation in the Americas.
So the first thing I want to try to do is define a little bit digital transformation, as it could mean different things to different people. Digital transformation, it's achieved by incorporating information and communication technologies into the healthcare value chain. So now, amid a pandemic, two major areas have surfaced: the democratization of technology and the availability of data. Not all the time good data, I know, but data is more available. The pandemic showed us that the transformation of the state needs to go beyond digitalizing existing bureaucratic processes to rethinking service delivery, in other words, transitioning from electronic government to digital government. And with that, data-driven technologies are becoming the predominant driving force to such new services. This year, the International Data Corporation identified digital transformation as the top trend in the life science and healthcare industry. Artificial intelligence is the perfect tool for it. And historically, algorithms for artificial intelligence were containing expensive, difficult to use software libraries. These are now available as platform as a service. So developers can now perform AI activities, just translate between hundreds of different languages, convert text to speech, and find faces in images with ease. And data is also the foundation of artificial intelligence, and the power of the AI models is only as good as the data they are trained on. And if we don't include women data, it's going to exacerbate the bias we've seen all over the place. So historically, with a limited catalog of data, the accuracy and usefulness of AI algorithms was limited. So that is different today as well.
Christina Pombo thinks that today we have a great opportunity to improve digital health.
Where we are now implies thinking beyond introducing digital technologies and reorganizing skills, regulation, responsibilities, and processes to building a strong digital ecosystem that is resilient to political change, for example. Digital transformation is changing lives. However, digital tools are not and never will be silver bullets that improve quality, safety, and efficiency on their own. The added value of the digital transformation is by harnessing the power of digital tools. We can redesign social protection and health services to be more personalized for the people of Latin America and the Caribbean, or for women, for that matter. So, and of course, COVID-19 has been a catalyst for the use of technology on many different fronts and has led to the implementation of a series of digital solutions. One of them, contact tracing.
This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.